Loyola University's centennial celebration attracts a world-renowned pianist and conductor to the Uptown campus this weekend. Famed French maestro Philippe Entremont returns to New Orleans Friday for what is billed as a powerhouse performance as he joins the Loyola Symphony Orchestra to perform and conduct one of Beethoven's celebrated works, the Triple Concerto. Nearing his eighth decade, Entremont continues a busy concert schedule, performing for audiences around the globe.
He's still living in France. He is touring. In fact, when I was communicating with him last, he was touring in China. So he's still very, very active. But this is the first time he'll have been back to New Orleans at some time.
That's Donald Boomgarden, Dean of Loyola's College of Music and Fine Arts. He couldn't be happier about the upcoming performance, one that came about, he says, as Entremont has a passion for the city of New Orleans and Loyola has faculty members with musical ties to the maestro.
This relationship between Maestro Entremont and New Orleans is a very long one, going back to the time when he was director of the New Orleans Symphony, now the LPO. And his relationship with several of our faculty members, including our cello professor, Alan Nisbet, and our violin professor, Amy Thiaville, has been very longstanding. The idea of having him here, particularly during the centennial year of Loyola, means a lot to us because it is a symbol of the relationship between the performing traditions of the College of Music and Fine Arts and the city of New Orleans, which is quite profound.
Beethoven's Triple Concerto for piano, violin, cello, and orchestra is heard here in a recording performed by pianist Christian Zacharias. Entremont will play and conduct the Loyola Symphony Orchestra in a performance of this celebrated Beethoven composition.
Performing it with Professor Nisbet and Professor Thiaville. One of the great works of Beethoven, a middle period work in three movements, which was conceived by Beethoven, the piano part anyway, for one of his students, a member of the royal family of Austria. And the work itself is almost like a chamber piece with orchestral accompaniment. Beethoven was so good with chamber music and written a number of wonderful trios. This work is a kind of extravagant version of such a work. It's an orchestra made up of our students. They, of course, are taught, many of them, by performers from the Louisiana Philharmonic Orchestra. It's a large group, very, very talented. The orchestra, under the tutelage of Jean Montez, has really gained a level of respect within the community and beyond, which is remarkable. So I think people, if they have not heard the orchestra lately, will also be delighted at their ability to perform.
Born to musical parents, Entremont began to play the piano at the tender age of six. And as a teenager, he garnered a number of notable successes, including winning the Queen Elizabeth Music Competition in Brussels and gaining international attention with success at Carnegie Hall. Most recently, Entremont was among the 10 world-class pianists chosen to perform in the piano extravaganza of the century at the 2008 Beijing Olympic Games. As New Orleanians reconnect with Entremont, Boomgarden says the concert is a wonderful opportunity for students to perform with a remarkable contemporary artist.
And seeing their joy in performance and having a chance to work with a really great master is one of the gifts that we can provide at Loyola to our students, giving them a chance to rub shoulders with the greats.
Other works on the program include
an overture by Weber from his final opera Oberon, which is not performed all that often, but is one of the most popular overtures by Weber. Our orchestra performed it at the Prism concert earlier this fall, and I was really struck by the beauty of the piece. The overture has many orchestral touches which are so interesting that even Berlioz writes about them in his treatise on orchestration. So there are many, many beautiful moments in that work, and it's a very haunting piece. Along with that, kind of a bookend to the concerto, is the Shostakovich Seventh Symphony, which is a very large work by Shostakovich written during the Second World War. and it is a kind of a musical depiction of the struggles of the Russian people against the German occupation at that time. The work is filled with references to Shostakovich's own works and to the works of others which relate to that theme, and it is a very, very powerful piece.
Maestro Philippe Entremont joins the Loyola Symphony Orchestra in concert Friday, 7:30 p.m. in Roussel Performance Hall, located in Loyola University's Communications Music Complex on the corner of St. Charles Avenue and Calhoun Street. Inside the Arts for 89.9 WWNO, I'm Diane Mack.